Okay, we're continuing in the Bavali Mishkan Evna. So, we've been working in the past couple of weeks about realizing that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Whatever happens to us is all from Hashem. And we said, for the last few weeks, we've been talking about that a measuring stick for if a person realizes that, or a person is able to tell if he's growing in his emuna, has grown in his emuna, is his anger at situations or things that happen to him. So 2 weeks ago we talked about situations, and that clearly a person's angry at the situation, but if he realizes the situation is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he doesn't want to get angry at Hashem, and if he realizes Hashem is running everything, including the mishap, the situation, and he realizes that Hashem loves him, and he realizes Hashem only does what's good for him, so he'll come to the Akara. He may not understand what's going on, but this is for his good, and obviously Hashem understood that this is the only way to bring about whatever Taiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to bring about. Last week we talked about a more difficult concept, and that is when there's someone else involved. And when there's someone else involved, so that already, number one, you blame his Bechira, you see him as the one who chose to do it. At the same time, we talked about the story with the Beis Halevi, and the Beis Halevi says that there's some Yetzer of Muhammad that's created whenever you have any sichsuch or any situation with another person. There's a special Yetzer Hara that's created, and then just being involved with another person, a person's gaiva and kavod plays a big role, and therefore it's hard for him to see that it's directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But like we said last time with the mashal, we ended off with the mashal that the Zohar says that a dog, that you hit it with a stick, so the dog tries to fight with the stick, and anyone who would look at that, so they start laughing because the stick is not doing anything. It's the person who's hitting him with the stick. And the same thing is when we view, when people do things to us, so we have to view it. There's no difference between if we tripped on a stone, chas v'shalom, or something, water, or if it's with a person. It's all the same thing, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who is really the one who is controlling everything here. And that's, we ended off saying that David HaMelech said that Shimi ben Gera, even though he was Mevazim, he said Hashem Amar Lo Kalel, he realized that it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now that doesn't absolve the person from his chiyuvim and his punishments that Hashem will exact on him, and so on and so forth. But Lagabi the recipient, he has to remember that whatever's happening is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now the Baal Mechaber here, the Bo Sefer Bavli Mishkan Evna, continues with a very, very deep thought, and he says as follows. He says there's two ways that a person could look at everything in the Bria, everything in this world. There's two ways you look at it. So on one, you could see the external. You look around and you see there's the daimim, the inanimate, and semeach, the things that grow, the chai, the living animals, living beings, the medaber, and the people. That's a very external and surface way of looking at it. You're seeing the chitainius. The second way, he says as follows. We say in davening, Atohu Ashaloi Nivra Olam, Vatohu Misha Nivra Olam. We talk about HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the one who was here before the world was created, and you were the one, Misha Nivra Olam, after the world is created. So he says that the only reason the Chazal would tell us this is only if there was some necessity in a person's Avodas Hashem. Chazal don't tell us things just for pieces of trivia information. If we're being told this concept of Atohu Ad Sheloi Nivra Olam VeAtohu Misha Nivra Olam, so there's obviously something very necessary to a person's service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says as follows. He says that Chazal are telling us how we're supposed to look at the world. The world that we see in a world Misha Nivra Ha'olam, after creation. We see it as an after creation. However, the way you're supposed to view the Misha Nivra Ha'olam is with a mahalech, with a view of Ad Shaloi Nivra Ha'ilam, meaning a more internal view of what's really going on. What does this mean? So he says as follows. He says that when you look at the world Misha Nivra Ha'ilam, after creation, you see everything the way it is. You see the inanimates, and you see the growing things, and you see the living things, and you see the people, that you look at them as if they are a metzias, an entity unto themselves. Misha Nivra Ha'ilam, when you look at the world around you, you see all different types of things, and that's the way you're mesiachas to them. That's the way you relate to them. You relate to the stone as a stone, you relate to the plants as a plant, etc. and etc. But if you're able to view the world through different types of glasses, the glasses of Ad Shaloi Nivra Ha'olam, what does that mean? That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu was already here, Ad Shaloi Nivra Ha'olam. That means all that was really here in this world, there was no world really, but all that existed was the Ribbono Shel Olam. So now, if you look at this world with an Ad Shaloi Nivra Ha'olam view, so what you're going to see is that really everything in this world is a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the only thing here, Ad Shaloi Nivra Olam, V'atohu Misha Nivra Olam, you're still here, you're the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing changed. It's not the pshat that there was this big, let's say, we can't fathom such a thing, because we deal in a world of space. We deal in a world of, even though now they just found from 40 trillion, 40 light years away, they found that there's 7 new planets in Zakhar, and it'll take us a couple hundred thousand years to even get there to figure out there might be life somewhere down over there. But it's like trillions and trillions, I don't know, they made a cheshbon, 200, 40 light years. They made a chesh, how many light years, how many miles that is. It's like a couple hundred trillion miles away. You know what I mean? By the time anyone makes their way there or even gets anything there, it's not so negeya. But okay, but we can't deal with the world infinite. It's something we can't deal with. We don't understand that. What does it mean? You could go into space and you'll go forever. That's what it means. Right? The world, we don't understand it because we live in a world of space. We live that there has to be an end somehow. Our mind is mukbal to that. So, but let's try to think of it for a moment. Think of it for a moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever in our mind we consider the entire world before this world existed, was all just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now that Hashem created this world, the pshat is that he like minimized himself into a corner and he said, okay, now there's a vacuum of space because I moved myself out, now there's going to be a world created. See, if we have a room full of stuff and you try to put something else in there, you got to move stuff around because it can't be like that. But that's not with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here actually, Nibrahim. All that was here was HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, in the space where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, there's a world. Did Hashem move? Hashem didn't move anywhere. It's still Hashem. Just, what is, again, we don't understand this concept, there's a lot of words here. We don't understand it. What Hashem is, Hashem let His being be cloaked in a world, a rock, a person. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what it means, really, that Ein Oid Mulvadai. There's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a world. There's a house here. There's tables. There is nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Teretz is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't go anywhere. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was here, Ad Shaloi Nivra Olam, V'atohu Misha Nivra Olam. He hasn't moved. So one second. If he hasn't moved, so what is all this physical stuff that I'm seeing? It's all a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every bit of it. It's cloaked. It's cloaked. We look at it at the outside. We say, ah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, yeah, he's like in the Kodesh HaKadoshim somewhere in the Beis HaMikdash. That's where Shekhinah. Malei Kol Haaretz Kvayd, Hashem is filling up this room. Hashem is filling up this room. We all agree Hashem is filling up this room. But I'm knocking on this also Hashem? Well, why is it not? Why is the wall not Hashem? It's all Hashem. Hashem is everywhere, including the physical. So, Atohu Atcheloi Nivra Olam, V'atohu Misha Nivra Olam. So when you look at the world around you, depends how you're going to look at it. If you're looking at the chitzonius, the external, the physical, the world, you see a lot of different things there. But if you're able to see beyond the physical, you see the pnimius of what is really here, you'll find that Kodesh Baruch Hu in everything. The pnimius, the neshama, not of a person, of everything, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now when you are going to relate to all of these physical things, what are you going to relate to? When you relate to a person, do you talk to his shirt? Why would you talk to his shirt? His shirt is not him. There's a person. He happens to be wearing a shirt, right? See, when you talk to him, you look at his face, and you talk to his face, and you don't say, okay, the shirt did this, the shirt didn't do anything. The person did it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, he's meluvash, he's cloaked in all of these physical things. So therefore, if you're going to now relate to the physical, you're relating to the external, you're relating to the shirt. You're not relating to what's truly here, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person who's able to look at the world, Mishanivra Ilam, with a view of Atta Ad Shalai Nivra Ilam, you will find HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single thing in this world. And you'll be Mesiachis to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every single thing in this world. So therefore, if a person trips over a rack, he's going to get angry at the rack. So we said last time, no, he's not going to get angry at the rack. He's going to get angry at the situation. Who's the situation? The situation is Hashem, but it's deeper than that. It's not two separate things. Hashem put the rack there, that I should trip, or Hashem put the nail there so I have a flat tire. Hashem is the nail. Hashem is the flat tire. Hashem is the rock. That is Hashem. It's Hashem doing it to me. So it's deeper than we said before. You have a person holding a stick, hitting a dog. So we said, who do you get angry at? So the dog gets angry at the stick instead of the person. So we are getting angry at the stick instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's more than that. It's not just the stick itself is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not even two things. The stick is the manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person is able to, it's a very, very deep concept. I'll be honest, I don't have it clear myself. It's a very deep concept. And when a person is able to see the pnimius of everything in the world, when you're able to look at things not for what they look like externally, because bottom line is, if you're going to look and you're going to relate to something as if it's something on its own, this chair is a bria on its own, I've actually demoted it from what it truly is. If I look at something as a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know how unbelievable great that is? It's a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No, it's not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a chair. Chair, okay, chair's a nice thing, but what's chashuv about it? So when you actually relate to things in an external fashion, you actually relate, you're taking it down from its chashivas. Adarabba, anything in Olam Hazeh, its chashivas is because it's a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the more you're able to see Hashem in the Bria and everything in the Bria, you elevate the Bria. That's what you're really doing. If you're able to see and relate to things with the pnimius, with the Shechina that's in it, so Adarav, you give it a mila, you elevate it, and you're giving it, so to speak, a mila. So that is how a person is supposed to view this world. Now, when you view it that way, so number one, it's like we said before, you clearly see HaKadosh Baruch Hu in everything that happens to you. It's very clear. It all is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to take it to the next step. But it's more than that. But what's happening here is that you are constantly connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you're able to view every step and everything that happens to you and everything that you look at and everything that you feel and everything you come in contact to as a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what are you really doing? You're connecting with Hashem every moment of the day. You're relating to Hashem every moment of the day. You're concentrating on Hashem every moment of the day. No matter what you're doing, not just in Torah and mitzvahs, anything. Every single thing around me is a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and if I have a kesher to it, no matter what it is, I am connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If I go to the gas station and fill up my car with gas and I'm holding the pump, what's the pump? The pump is a manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the only way anything is. So now I'm connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now do I feel like this great high that, you know, I just came out of learning a Taisvis? It's obviously not going to be the same thing, but if in a person's mind, wherever he goes and whatever he's doing, he is connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why? He's lucky. 10 minutes later, they put the gas down 5 cents, or they put it up 5 cents, or the pump is working, or the pump doesn't work, it runs out again. All those things, are all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when it goes right, and you pull up to the pump, and everything is fine, and you pump the gas, and you leave, and nothing extraordinary happens, that also is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if you're able to think like that, you've now connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in one of the most mundane things in the world, which is to pump the gas into your car. That's called b'chol derechecha da'eyu. When we talk about that in all your ways you're supposed to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that means not just b'chol derechecha, means everything that you do, a person is yedeya. Yedeya is not just knowing. Yedeya is a lashon v'yeda adam es ishto. We kind of find when a person is mechaber, he connects with something, that is called yedeya. B'chol derechecha, in all of your ways da'eyu, connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when a person is able to do that, he's coming to this madrega called Dveikus. That's called connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We started off the Sefer. We're not at the end of the Sefer yet. We started off the Sefer that a person's job, of the goal of a person is to be davuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to be connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now we're getting an idea what it means to be davuk by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to have a constant connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, if a person is able to be on this madrega, if a person is able to work on all the things that we've talked about until now, if his emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so strong that in every step of the way of his life he's able to see and connect and feel and experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now he's ready to go to the next step. And the next step is to enter into something called Olam HaTfilah, the world of Tfilah. It's a different world. The world of tefillah is a different world. Why? Because the inyan of tefillah is not to daven three times a day and that's it. A person's job in this world is to become, like David HaMelech says, va'ani tefillah. I am someone who is tefillah. My life is a life of tefillah. I don't daven at certain times. I live a life in the world of tefillah. What does that mean, I live a life in the world of tefillah? It's very simple, according to everything that we're saying now. If a person realizes that everything is being controlled by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if a person realizes that everything he comes into contact is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the hatzlach of everything is tali in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now, you're living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment of the day. The person is living with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the tachlis of tefillah? The tachlis of tefillah is a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be able to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what tefillah is all about. Tefillah is not only a three time a day thing. Tefillah is a kesher tmidi im HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'ayrech kol hayom. The world of tefillah means I have a constant connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu the entire day. Now, obviously, if you only daven three times a day, what does that have to do with the rest of the day? It's very clear that, of course, there's set times of davening during the day, but the rest of the day itself also has to be one mahalich, one life of tefillah. And it goes the other way around. If a person doesn't remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day, so what's going to happen? What does he think is going to happen? He's going to walk into shul and start to daven. All of a sudden he's going to feel this great connection with Hashem. All of a sudden he's going to say, wow, all of a sudden, you know, he pushed the button and he connected, he Skyped HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he has this connection with HaKadosh, he doesn't feel anything. Person walks into shul. If he doesn't think about Hashem the whole day, what's going to be turned on all of a sudden when he's going to go to daven? Adarabba. A person has to remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu every moment of the day. He has to remember that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mashkiach, he's involved in this world. If once he's remembering all of that during the day, and as we'll see, he's going to be davening and connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu the entire day, so then there's set times you come, you have to daven tefillas kfuas. Chazal, the Rabbanim came along and said, there's certain tefillas three times a day you have to daven, and you have to do it in a certain eifen. You can't say, well, I daven a whole day, so I don't have to do the rest of it. I'm ready. You have to do what Chazal tells us to do, but it's a constant remembrance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the day. Then when you're going to come to daven the Shemoneh Esrei, it'll be a whole different thing. You've been connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu all day. You've been talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu a whole day. Now, the truth is, like we're saying, that if when we realize that it's all run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then it's davar pashut that everything we do, we should be davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for hatzlacha. person can't do things on their own. That we know. Person's Yetzirah every day has new tactics to try to get him. And this is Lagabi everything, especially Lagabi Ruchnis. And even Lagabi Tfilah. Lagabi Tfilah itself, a person comes to Davin and Shul, he has a hard time. Everyone has a hard time. It's not simple. The Yetzirah is standing right there. He's waiting for the person to start Davining, and all of a sudden, he has every other thing in the world for the person to think about, to concentrate about, to be busy with. So, but when the Yetzer is mischadish on a person, so who's able to help a person? Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is able to help him. So a person has to really, before he starts davening, has to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he should be able to daven properly. Everything we do has to be with the davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person comes to learn Torah. How could a person be able to understand Torah? How's a person able to understand Torah? Torah is beyond the seichel of a person. Person is a limited being, like we said. Torah was here before the creation of the world, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Torah is infinite, it's endless, Torah is ruchnius. How is my little mind going to understand anything? The Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me siyata d'shmaya. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me, ki Hashem yitin chokma bipiv, da'asu tfuna. Hamelame Torah lame Yisrael. Who teaches Torah? Torah is taught by the Rabbeinu Shalom to Klal Yisrael. I saw a mitzvah last week where there was a fellow who was studying to become a Jew. I don't know, I've talked to the Kira people to see how many times this phenomenon happens, but if he was studying to become a Jew, and he used to come to a shir, and he used to listen to the Daf Yomi shir, and nothing, he didn't understand it, he couldn't get it, they tried this way, they tried that way, and he says, forget, I mean, I want to become a Jew, but if I'm not going to be able to learn, like, it's very troubling. They know what to do. So they went, I think, to Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, listen, what do you expect? There's no one teaching him. So the Rebbe says, what do you mean? I'm teaching him. And you're teaching him. Hamalame Torah le'ama Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu teaches Torah le'ama Yisrael. This person's not a Jew yet. Let him become a ger. You'll see. He'll be understand learning because Hashem's going to teach him. Right now he's a guy. He's nice. He wants to become a yid. He's a guy. He doesn't have the Malame. He doesn't have Hashem teaching him. Hamalame Torah le'ama Yisrael. What we say when it comes to, they say, a mimer, I don't remember from who, that when you come to Davin, you're talking to Hashem. When you sit down to learn, Hashem is talking to you. So they say, you sit down, you learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There used to be Gedalim, we used to sit down to a Gemara, and they used to say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, Amar Abaye, and they would say, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching them. So, when it comes to Torah, it's clear you need HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help you out. So, what do you do before you start learning? If you need Siyata Dishmai from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, see Davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me a successful Seder now. I should be able to learn this black. And truthfully, if a person's able to, if a person gets stuck on something in a Gemara, the Chazanish used to learn, and if he would get stuck on something, he would go to the corner, and he would say, Kapitul Tehillim, and Davin HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to help him understand, he would go back and sit down and learn. And it's not here just the shutzvis between Torah and Tefillah. It's the understanding that everything that I do, the success is dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I know that and I think about that, what else am I going to do but ask Him to help me? And the same thing is, he wants to say over here, interesting thing. He says, not only when you start learning and when you're in the middle of learning, what happens when you finish learning? You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu that He helped you able to understand. And what if you didn't understand? But I'm sure you understood something. I mean, the truth is, we've said this once before, and we'll end with this for today, so we get further, but we'll end with this for today, that the truth is that it says in Rashi, in Nach, says that the concept of Das is a concept of Ruach HaKadosh. And so they once asked Reb Zundel Kreuzer, the Chayin of the Bracha, I think Reb Gamliel Rabinovich, the famed Mekuba from Yishalayim, he asked Reb Zundel, he says, who was his Rebbe, he says, Ata Chayinam Chaneinam Eitcha Deya Bina Vaskal. We daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Deya Bina Vaskal. If Rashi says Das is Ruach HaKadosh, so what does that mean? Every one of us is davening for Ruach HaKadosh? I mean, how many of us have Ruach HaKadosh? We want to first get a little intellect before we get up to Ruach HaKadosh. What are we davening for? So Reb Zundel told him, he says, the only way that it's possible for a person to understand Torah is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the understanding of it. That's Ruach HaKadosh. What Ruach HaKadosh? See, we think Ruach HaKadosh thing, we'll know the lottery numbers for tomorrow, and we'll know the this, and we'll know that. That's Ruach HaKadosh, seeing the future, seeing things going on in other places. It's a man, that's part of Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh is a Kadosh Baruch Hu giving knowledge to a person. So, how is a person able to understand Torah? Only with Ruach HaKadosh. So therefore, when we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us that, we're asking for the Ruach HaKadosh that we should be successful in learning. Said Rav Zunda Kreiser, did you ever have it? And I'm sure every one of us has had it. You sat down to learn something, a piece of Chumash, a Gemara, a Mishnayis. You sit down, and you sit and you look at it, and you look at it. Doesn't go. You don't understand this. It's not happening. You get up and you close the Gemara, and the next day you come back and you sit down, same piece of Gemara, same Mishnah, same Pasuk Chumash, same Rashi, and all of a sudden everything just like falls into place. It makes sense. So what happened from yesterday to today? So says it was on the Christ. What happened was yesterday you didn't have that Ruach HaKadosh to be able to understand it, and today for whatever reason you had more Skosim or whatever it is, now you have that Ruach HaKadosh. So all manifests, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is in Tefillah and this is in Torah. So Avada, this is Ruchnias. We understand Ruchnias comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore if we understand all this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the obvious thing is going to be to daven to Hashem that I should be successful, to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to help me out, whether it's before, whether it's in middle, whether it's after. Because we've come to the Akara, we're at this point that we realize every single thing is all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Bez Hashem will continue next week to try to bring it to the next level, and that is not just in Inyani Ruchnias, but everything in our lives. If everything in our lives is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should be mispalel every moment or every few moments for the success, or at least the beginning and end of any endeavor. We should be mispalel for HaKadosh Baruch Hu for success.